Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now back live into the second hour. Dean Puckett of We Are Change England, and some of his cohorts. These are the filmmakers that got arrested with me in New York for bullhorning Fox News in the InfoWar. They're going to be joining us. They confronted the former head of MI6 on and off again and basically ran him out of an event just by asking him serious questions. And this is the guy whose memos have been leaked about staging intelligence and fixing it around, saying Iraq has WMDs. And this is the guy coming out in the White House memo about staging events, staging U.S. aircraft shootdowns. This is unbelievable. And boy, when he got, and he's also a Bilderberg Group member, and he just absolutely got hammered. In fact, get that audio. Have you gotten that yet, John? Now I got you doing 14 different things. Just did we send you that? The one with the MI6 chief being cornered. Okay, it's top story on Prison Planet. While you're doing 10 other things, go grab that 6-minute clip. It's going to be in the film "The Elephant in the Room" by these We Are Change filmmakers. They weren't on our team in the fight against the globalists until they started covering 9/11 truth and found out it was all true. And that's what happens. And again, we're dangerous to the New World Order, but not violently. We're dangerous in destroying myths, in blowing up lies, in the info war. And that's why they're so scared and trying to claim that we're terrorists and trying to claim that we're, you know, are doing all this. And you just heard them earlier with Luke Radowski and We Are Change saying, hey, you got bombs. We know you don't have bombs, but we're going to say you have bombs and you're going to get arrested. By the way, that's a violation of federal and state law. And then they even did call it in. They said, we're going to claim you got bombs. And they called the cops. Off-duty cops. Silverstein Security. Oh, we know you don't have bombs. We're going to call the cops, say you got bombs. Yes, officer, there may be bombs here. Just go right out and go again. You thought you'd just come into the U.S. and totally blow out the economy and the dollar and the borders and the sovereignty and there wouldn't be organic resistance from the few Americans that are left? You thought we'd just let you wrap yourselves in your Chinese slave-made American flags and sit there on Fox News with Fox, American flags in the background, and that would fool us? You thought you could just do that, and we would just sit here and buy Wolf Blitzer of AIPAC and buy all the people on CNN and all the other channels spewing what you do? I mean, some of us just don't care about your threats and the horrible things you do. We know how dangerous your bosses are. We know how evil you are. Believe me. And we've made the decision to fight you in the info war, and we are kicking your hind ends. You and your ratings are plunging. Your support is absolutely falling apart. And you know it. I can see it in your eyes. You're sapped of energy. You're sapped of any type of gung-ho spirit. Oh, you had it 4 or 5 years ago when you thought you were going to roll this country easy and you were all going to get to be the big propaganda bureau chiefs over a new fascist state. And now you think you're going to ace in the hole, pull out Hillary on us, and fool us with that. Give me a break. The word's out on you, and there's nothing you can do to stop the truth. There's nothing you can do to stop us. Ideas, ladies and gentlemen, are eternal. You cannot tear those down. You cannot kill ideas. You cannot kill information. The manifesto of liberty and freedom is out there. People love freedom. The message of freedom is popular. And the true message that you are a pack of lying, government-paid propagandists is out. And I just hope your bosses realize this. I don't think they do completely. That's why we know your bosses will carry out more huge black ops. We've tried to stop them, but we know you're going to go ahead with them. But at least when you do it, it'll be your undoing, and everybody will know it's you. I mean, you guys went out and bragged about how you needed more terror attacks and laughed and said more terror attacks are coming, and then you'll all see. Will be vindicated. I mean, that's pretty obvious. See, even idiots out there woke up when you did that. I mean, you expect us just to stand down while you kill more people? Is that what you expect us to do? The jig's up. We're not playing games with you anymore.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. A little bit late getting back there because I was talking to Dean Puckett from We Are Change England. And they are, him and his partner, are the two folks that got arrested with me for just being there videotaping it when the police arrested me for a non-arrestable offense of using an unpermitted sound device to bullhorn a live Fox News television program with Geraldo Rivera that night a few days before 9/11. And again, in the words now of all of these people, we are dangerous, we are violent, we are evil, we are aiding Al-Qaeda. No, that's the opposite. We're here exposing the violence, calling for nonviolence, exposing the fact that most terror is government or state-sponsored. And black ops, they are provocateur to set up police states and oppress the people. Now, there's an amazing article up on PrisonPlanet.com, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to air some of this. War criminal, that's in quotes, ex-MI6 head, Dear Love, confronted at event, and that's who did this, was the folks from We Are Change UK, who are also filmmakers making the elephant in the room. Man who admitted intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy of invading Iraq, grilled on 7/7, Bilderberg membership, forced to leave after being called proxy mass murderer. author of the infamous Downing Street memo, ex-MI6 head Sir Richard Dearlove, was confronted and branded a war criminal by audience members. And it wasn't just We Are Change. It was dozens of people. It was almost every question. He just ended up leaving and just running out of the meeting. Audience members who attended his talk at London School of Economics last night before being hounded out of the building. See, I mean, I love it. They got their video out quick. But subsequent media coverage of the event completely failed to mention the controversy. Ironically, during the lecture in which Dearlove pushed the notion of how the media should acquiesce to government demands in reporting aspects of sensitive stories, control, in their write-ups of the talk, the BBC omitted any details of how Dearlove was intensely questioned and eventually forced to leave by members of We Are Change UK. And he admitted to being a Bilderberg Group member. He admitted all sorts of stuff. He got confronted by a former MI5 agent, Andy Michon. He got totally freaked out. He threatened to leave, and then he indeed did run and leave. Just absolutely freaked out. This is ultimately evil individual. MI6 is as wicked and the heart of evil as you can get. The head of it, it's just off the charts wicked. And they certainly were. He was the guy that wrote the famous thing about fixing intelligence, manufacturing it. The discussion entitled "Can We Trust Journalists with Public Security?" See, they're all selling the public, and we've got to restrict free speech. Was merely a platform for Dearlove to spew propaganda. He went on to say there were WMDs, by the way, and non-existent weapons of mass destruction, and how the public and the media need to fall in line and mute their dissent about the so-called war on terror. And Tony Blair's panicking, by the way, to Reuters a few months ago, saying they have no credibility, no one believes them anymore, they've got to basically go to tyranny now because they can't sell their lies anymore. A topic certainly not on Dearlove's agenda. The fact that the leaked Downing Street memo, written 9 months before hostilities began, in which he admits that the facts of the intelligence about WMDs were being fixed around the policy of a pre-planned invasion of Iraq. But the evening turned into a spectacle after Dearlove came under rapid-fire questions about his membership in the Bilderberg Group, the alleged 7-7 mastermind status as an MI6 agent, and MI6's deliberate counterterrorism failures. Dearlove refused to answer any of the questions before struggling to explain away Bilderberg as, it is a conference, it is a gathering in which people discuss issues rather like this. The fact that Bilderberg is really a secret gathering of global elite, completely closed to the public, and the mass media, which is secured by armed guards and secret service personnel, at which a consensus for global policy is agreed upon, according to their own documents we've snuck out, seems to contradict Dearlove's terse rebuttal. After the speaking engagement, We Are Change UK members and former MI5 officer Andy Michon tried in vain to get Dearlove to answer their questions before branding him a liar, a war criminal, and stating that he had the blood of 600,000 dead Iraqis on his hands and was a proxy mass murderer. Dearlove was forced to scuttle out and leave the building as his lackeys tried to block the camera. They assaulted it. And it went on to say, "You dress it up however you want. It's a lie, sir," shouts one We Are Change UK member. Dearlove exits. "You will hang from the gallows," calls out another. "The people will not stand for it." See, and they're afraid of this flashpoint. They know 90% of us hate them. They know 90% of us are awake, or 89% on our polls. They know we know that of what they've done. They know there's an exponential awakening happening right now. They know they're in trouble, and they're afraid of what they call the Ministry of Defense flash mobs. This was a flash mob. This was actually very intelligent, very well-spoken academics and others and students hitting him and hitting him hard at the prestigious London School of Economics. And everywhere they go, people have the quotes. They have the documents. He couldn't debate. He said, "I will not answer direct questions." I mean, he went on and on. We're going to play that at the bottom of the hour. Before we do that, coming up at the next segment, I'm going to play these clips of O'Reilly and others saying we're dangerous terrorists that aid the terrorists, who are violent, when we're not violent. See, they're scared to death of our words. They say we're dangerous, and that's true. Dangerous to those that cover up for the mass murderers. It isn't going to work calling us crazy anymore. People are finding out about the 200-plus times the U.S. government blew up buses or bombed the ships or carried out staged attacks or finance groups. There's hundreds of declassified examples of where they did it. Hundreds of British examples. Hundreds of Russian examples. It's over. Okay? NIST says they're having a look at bombs in the buildings now and that they can't say why the towers fell. That's the federal government. You understand? I mean, stop killing us. Back off. I mean, you want to rape our countries, rape our currencies, destroy our borders, destroy our freedoms. You want to cinch it all up. You already owned almost everything. You control the banks. You have it all. Now you want to physically kill us? I mean, again, we're asking for quarter. We've asked for quarter. We've just said stop. But you can't stop because it's all about the power. It's all about the control. You like doing dirty, nasty things. You like wickedness. You like it. We're not playing games anymore. And you're not going to intimidate us, and you're not going to shut us up. They can't get us all. They are trying to move into a provocateur stage. It isn't going to work. Just watch your six and retriple your efforts. Start more groups, more organizations. They don't have the 1/100th the personnel to deal with us. We are winning, and we're converting most of their personnel. We're converting most of their agents because most of them are not pure evil. They don't have, that's why they try to make Jack Bauer the new archetype to sell him on torture and secret arrest and killing children and all this. They're trying to imprint that on people. It's not working. We reject you. You're like some rotten meat that you force-fed us and we vomited it up. We got over the toilet and we vomited it out. I'm sorry for the analogy. And we feel a lot better. And you're standing over the thing going, oh, eat that. It's good. No, no, that's nutritious. No, we don't want your maggot-filled meat anymore. We're sick of you. We're sick of you. We know who you are. Stop killing us. I mean, I'm going to say this. How on God's green earth could they, two senators, a former senator, two Republican Party chairmen of states, Oklahoma and Michigan, all these publications, PNAC documents, you all come out, Michael Savage, and you say, there's about to be more terror attacks. And when they're over, we're going to take all your rights and show you that it was your fault, and we sure need them, and it'd sure be good, and boy, it'd sure help us. I mean, how obvious does it have to get? But it's like Karl Rove saying, they control reality. They control. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to our guest. We'll listen to the rest of the hour. And he's a Dean Puckett. He got arrested, and it's all on video. Fox News has the video. It's on web. Just type Alex Jones arrested in, and it's the first link that comes up. And you'll see these two cameramen about 10 feet away from the cops videotaping my arrest. And then they assaulted the Discovery Channel camera, knocked him down. They assaulted two of my camera guys. And then they go and knock these guys down to the ground and then arrest them. Then the cops told me they were going to charge me with assaulting them. And I pointed out there were cameras on all of them. And so they backed off and just let me go after a while in the jail. But again, the news here is this Dear Love being exposed. And Dean, good job.
Thanks very much, Alex. It had to be done. I mean, you know, the gall of this guy holding a conference that's talking about whether journalists are responsible is just, I mean, it's ridiculous. At the end of that, you know, I went down with the rest of the We Are Change guys. I didn't want to shout at the guy at the end. That's actually me shouting at the end. It wasn't my intention to go in and shout at him. My intention, as you can see in the video, is to get an interview for the documentary.
But when faced with his wickedness, you rose to the occasion.
Well, I just, we asked him over and over again, can I get an interview? We just want to say a few words. You know, I'm making a documentary. I didn't want to have to go and shout. And he just refuses. He turns his back on us over and over and over again. And then, as you see, I'm listening in on a conversation he's having with somebody else. And he actually has the audacity to say there was a WMDs there, but they got taken over into Syria. And at that point, I just saw red, and I couldn't take it anymore. And I just had to I just shouted at him. And then my friend Andy, who's part of We Are Change, who's actually the guy who brought up the Bilderberg comment in the bit beforehand. He then was telling him as a Bilderberger, and as you can see on the clip, we literally run him out of the room. He leaves, and they're trying to grab me and take the camera off me again. Seems to be a recurring theme of this film. but the bottom line is that the memo that he did was leaked in 2002. Now, that just means, you know, they try and muddy the water all the time. They're saying, oh, this information came from here, this information came from here. In the video, you'll see he says, I'll say that the reason that the intelligence leading into Iraq was so confusing was because, and it's like, they always say it's confusing.
No, his own memo says they manufactured it, there were no WMDs, that they fixed the intelligence.
Exactly. And the thing about the memo is that in it, he is quoted as saying that the facts in the intelligence have been fixed by the US around the policy. And that was being circulated in 2002. And then, you know, they went to war in 2003 on the information they all knew was not the case. So
Stay there, my friend. We're going to come back, get into this and a lot more, and play the audio of the video that's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He has existing and active military plans for the use of chemical and biological weapons, which could be activated within 45 minutes, including against his own Shia population, and that he is actively trying to acquire nuclear weapons capability.
So when the media writes about our own intelligence and security community, I urge them to keep in mind the reputational issues. They too may be important to national security, and ultimately to the safety of the public. Thank you.
Gentleman there, please.
Hi there. Yes, the reports on Fox News by John Loftus, well-known public prosecutor intelligence analyst, that Harun Rashid Aswad, his MI6 agents, They said they just mastermind behind the 7/7 bombings. And apparently he flew out of London on the day before the bombings and was he was caught in America trying to set a terror camp, but he never saw him, and he got let off. And it was reported by John Loftus and MI6 agents.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. I'm not going to comment on things like that. It's just stupid.
I mean, do ask sensible questions. Come on.
It's a sensible question.
Isn't this rubbish?
All right. All right. The audio gets even better in the last 5 minutes, and we're going to come back and play that. You can watch the video at prisonplanet.com and check out We Are Change UK sites as well, and the Elephant in the Living Room site as well. We're talking to the filmmaker right now, Dean Puckett. Dean, I mean, right there, it's admitted it was in British papers. It was even on almighty Fox News, former federal prosecutor coming out and saying that Haroon Rashid Aswat was protected, was MI6, was the commander of the main Patsy controller in the London bombings. And he just says it's ridiculous, it's preposterous. And when you bring up his admitted memo saying fixing intelligence, he says it doesn't exist. I mean, he treats everybody like they're idiots.
I mean, basically, Andy is talking about a CIA analyst on Fox News saying that this guy is MI6. The talk is about journalism and the security services, and he says it's not relevant. I mean, how much more relevant can it be? He dodges every single question. Now, he won't even let Gareth finish his sentence. Gareth goes on to say, he doesn't even ask him a particularly tough question, Gareth. Gareth just says, what are your thoughts on the 9/11 truth movement? This movement exists. You know, once again, it's the elephant in the room. It's just the thing that exists. You know, what are your thoughts on it? And he just won't even let the guy finish the sentence. You know, and then Annie, I've got to give a lot of respect to Annie. She was fearless last night. She really was. She was great. And, you know, this guy, as I was saying before, they tried to muddy the water all the time. I was standing in that room, and everyone's sort of drinking red wine and just, like, having a chat with him. And I'm standing there thinking, how can these people, these guys that are meant to be academics and journalists, they're just sort of asking him these really cosy questions and drinking red wine with him. And in my eyes, the guy is a murderer. As I said, by proxy, the guy is a murderer. And I tried to be polite to him, and he ended up just ignoring us.
Well, that's what happens. We're sick of playing nice. We're sick of letting them rule over us and do all this and start phony wars. And that's why they're getting scared, because they know the people aren't buying into it anymore. And he got confronted by a lot of people, didn't he?
Yeah, well, basically what happened is that we all went down. There was about five of us from We Are Change, and then Annie and some other people from the 9/11 group. We all worked together, but we're a bit more proactive than We Are Change. And Annie's fantastic. She does so much great work. And we all just sort of split ourselves out around the event, so we didn't sit anywhere near each other. So it looks as if everybody's asking the basis, all of us in different positions, all putting our hands up. And, I mean, the Bilderberg quote is telling. I mean, if you watch his reaction to that question, I mean, he
goes pale and he looks down.
He really does, doesn't he? He looks so nervous. I mean, I don't know, who knows what goes on really behind there, but he looks as if he's made a mistake. In my eyes, it's like he's really worried about what he's just said. He's admitted that. You know, but I mean, you know, that's speculation.
Yeah, first he turns white, looks down, then he admits it, and then he looks down again and kind of quivers.
It's true. But Simon as well. I mean, he's, you know, Simon, the guy from Somalia, he's the young man that says, that quotes him his memo and says, you know, the facts and the intelligence were being fixed around the policy. This is something that was floating around MI6 and obviously the UK government in 2002, a year before they invaded Iraq. So the whole thing's a lie. They muddy the water constantly. And it's just, you know, he's meant to answer questions. He's a public servant. That's what he is. He works for us. You know, under the Nuremberg principles, you know, Nazis were hanged for this kind of thing in the 40s. That, you know, Iraq is an act of international aggression. And you know, my friend says, Andy says, you know, you'd be getting the gallows. And that might sound extreme, but, you know, that if the law was actually applied, then that is what would happen to these people, as far as I'm concerned, you know. And I've never really done anything as aggressive as that, but I really did lose my temper.
Well, the spirit of liberty is rising up in you. The sleeping giant is breaking its chains and rising. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Puckett is our guest, joining us from the UK. We're all brothers in arms in the fight against the tyrants. I mean, this is history. Elites always try to take over and launch empires and enslave populations, and they run all sorts of black ops and dirty tricks, and the jig's up, the word's out. We're tired of you killing us. We're tired of you maiming us. We're tired of you falsely imprisoning people. We're tired of fake wars. We're tired of you using DU all over the planet. We're tired of trying of your New World Order. Let's go ahead and play the rest of this audio, Dean, and then get your take on it, okay? Dean Puckett, you game for that?
Yes, that sounds great.
Fantastic. Now, again, the audio that you hear that's a little bit muddy is him up there on the stage being asked questions in the big theater, and then later it's at a reception cocktail party with the media and the academics that attended, and then that's when you hear Andy Michon, former MI5 agent, and others from We Are Change, as well as Dean Puckett yelling at him and saying he's a war criminal by proxy. Here is the rest of it.
Okay.
this is just ridiculous. I'm not going to comment on things like that. It's just stupid.
I mean, do ask sensible questions. Come on.
It's a sensible question. Isn't it some rubbish?
Anyway,
it's rubbish.
Well, it's not a good question.
I don't know that I wasn't in the service at that day. But I mean, you know, really, let's try and talk about the issues.
Surely if he's an agent, you would have known before. I would have been before that day.
I was just wondering whether you'd care to comment on the 9/11 Truth Movement, a rapidly growing global movement of academics, scientists, architects, engineers, pilots, military professionals, ex-members of the intelligence services, activists, witnesses from the day, victims, family members, I could go on, all demanding, all very much aware that the officially accepted version of what occurred that day is very far from what really happened.
The same question, really.
So you're not going to let me finish my question either?
Well, if we bring it back down here again, right, let's move across.
One of the reasons I believe that the intelligence on Iraq, I'll say it was so confusing, was because of the confusion amongst the Iraqis themselves.
The facts were fixed around the policy, Sir Richard. That's what you said about Iraq.
It was all in the printed domain. And
what about a war crimes tribunal, Sir Richard, for the millions of dead Iraqi people at the moment? What about all the children in Iraq that are dying today? What about the depleted uranium and the dead people?
Why can't you speak more openly? Why do you have to use such rhetoric?
Well, because it's pretty serious stuff, isn't it?
I came here on my own terms. Not yours. And, you know, if you want to walk off the stage, fine. But I don't want to do that, of course.
Hi, yes. My name is Annie Marshall. You may be aware through the DHA case that I used to be an intelligence officer in MI5. I was just wondering, obviously in the mid-1990s there was a section in SIS called IOPS, which was designed to place fake stories in the media and manipulate the coverage of stories in the media on behalf of the SIS. I was just wondering, is there still such a section by that or
not? I'm not going to answer specific questions.
And that would be appropriate in the democracy.
I'm not going to answer specific questions.
Why not? Answer the question!
I would like to know why you seem very positive about the creation of a National Security Council, and specifically, what problem is this designed to fix?
Well, I'm not sure. To be honest.
If you're a Bill the Burger.
Sorry?
If you're a Bill the Burger. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh yes, I have been to Bilderberg. But so what?
What is Bilderberg, Sir Richard?
It's a conference, it's a gathering in which people discuss issues rather like this. but it happens not to be held in public, but that's all.
We're making an independent documentary and we're trying to get a few comments on Mr. Dealer.
Well, good luck, but you won't get them. You will.
No. He said he won't do anything like this.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that in the comments.
I'm not going to throw you out, but it's a pointless activity. Just wait.
Right. Can we not ask?
Feel free to ask. You can say no.
Thanks, Sir Richard. Can I just ask a question? Why there was no official inquiry into David Shaler's allegations of MI6 funding Islamic extremist terrorism in an illegal plot to assassinate Colonel Gaddafi in 1996?
I'm at a drinks bar. I'm having a chat, and would you please leave me alone?
Is that no comment?
It's hard to imagine that Pakistan could have built a missile. I have no comment.
Can I just ask one question?
Mr. Dealer, I personally believe you're a liar and a war criminal, and you have the blood of 600,000 dead Iraqis on your hands. I think you're a liar and a murderer.
You are.
And you have the blood of 600,000 dead Iraqis on your hands. You're a liar and you're a war criminal. You are a war criminal.
We know about you, Bill.
You're a war criminal, sir. It's lies. You dress it up however you want. It's a lie, sir.
You put out
drawer, Mr. Dear Love.
Well, put that away. For
God's sake. Why should I put it away?
Love, Mr. Dear Love. It's got freedom.
The people will not stand for it, Mr. Dear Love. We know about what you're doing, Mr. Dear Love.
In your hands.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That was Dean Puckett right there at the end. We have Dean on with us now. Dean, you seem like a pretty friendly, low-key fellow. Is this the first time you really felt the boiling righteousness come up in you?
I don't know what it was. You know, I've been pretty chilled out, in a sense, making this documentary. And
well, you know, this guy's a cold-blooded wraith, and you realize he's a threat to you and your family, your instincts, and plus the data you have. That's why you got angry.
I'll tell you what it was. It was just the comment. You can't quite hear it on what we just played because it's quite muffled, but the comment about how there was weapons there, but they took them over.
No, you can clearly see it on the video, and you can hear it, but you know, it's strange how with audio, if you have the video, too, you almost, like, hear stuff better, but you can hear it clearly. He's going, oh, yes, I believe they have WMDs. They have them. They brought them into Syria, and then that's when you jump.
When he said that, I don't know what happened, man, and my blood just boiled. I just couldn't take it, you know, because people are dying. And at the end, I turn around, and all these people are staring at me. I mean, the room was quiet.
How dare him talk to his sirship? Oh, we need to submit to them and let them feed on us.
It was just, I just couldn't handle it. You know, I just couldn't stand around and drink red wine with the guy and not call him what he was. As you hear, you know, Tassif, the co-producer of the film, he's saying, can I get a few words? Can I get a few words? Can I get a few words? Really simply, we were going to have a respectful interview with him, and he just kept ignoring us. He's a public servant, and he needs to be made accountable for his actions, because, as I said, you know, numbers are irrelevant. 600,000, some people say 1 million, it's irrelevant.
Let's be clear. From 2003, in March of the invasion, March 15th or so, through the end of 2005, there were 654,000 dead Iraqis. The British Medical Journal, Lancet, highly respected. Then the American Medical Journal and several universities looked at it and said, well, no, the British are wrong. It's more like 700,000 dead in 2.5 years. Now, a year plus later, statistics are always about a year behind. We're almost 5 years in now. We're over 4.5. The number is at a cool million dead from the war, conservatively. Then you have another 2 million dead before that. In 97, only 6 years after the war, Madeleine Albright on Dateline NBC was asked, is it a good price to pay 700,000 dead Iraqi children? She did not dispute that number. She simply said, yes, it's a good price to pay. That was meant, by the way, it later came out to enrage Muslims and cause them to fight so they could then call them terrorists. So bottom line, 3 million Iraqis are dead in the last 16.5 years of the extermination op going on in Iraq.
Well, exactly. I mean, I do think that numbers, to some extent, obviously they're relevant, but they are also relevant because one death is enough. If a guy lies and one person is murdered, then he's a murderer. You know, 600,000 is beyond all comprehension. 1 million, it's like, you know, you can't just tell a lie.
On his watch, with the fixed, made-up intelligence, it's over 1 million.
Right, well, you can't just lie and then just go and have drinks party. You know, this is one of his first public appearances. He doesn't really do many, and I can understand why after what happened last night. But, I mean, if it wasn't for us, he would have just had some cozy evening drinking red wine with, like, lefty...
Now, let me stop you and salute you, Dean Puckett. Right now, tell folks about your website, your MySpace account.
It's myspace.com/theelephantintheroom. This is all part of the documentary I'm making at UK. We have a radio show every Sunday, Resonance FM in London. If you want to hear it, between 6 and 7. If you're not in London, you can download it every Monday from our website, wearechange.org.uk. So, yeah, just check out.
So you're taking action, you're making films. Now, how long ago did you start wanting to make a film about it? You told me you weren't even sold on it being an inside job. You thought it was interesting, but then in making a film, you looked at the evidence.
Exactly. Well, I've been making this film probably for about 8-9 months now. I was totally impartial when I started, and I think last night my impartiality pretty much went out of the window.
But when was the point in the last few months when you started to realize and look at the evidence?
Well, I started to look at the evidence, obviously, through researching, wanting to make the film. I watched Loose Change, basically, and there are some, you know, I am a filmmaker myself, and I'm quite critical, and I, you know, I watched Loose Change, but I found there were some things in it which I wasn't 100% on, and by those guys, on admissions, there are problems with, like, say, second edition, for example.
Well, no, yeah,
I can't
sure.
Wait for final cut.
Nobody's perfect. We're trying at the truth, yes.
Yeah, so basically, I was just astonished that I wasn't even aware of this even existed. I didn't even know it existed. Then I started into it. Annie was one of the first people I met, funnily enough. And she said, come along to a meeting. I filmed this person, that person. Callum Douglas, who my radio show is about on Sunday, he actually, through the Freedom of Information Act, got the black box data from Flight 77. And he actually, his actions, you know, he's a guy who lived in England, in Oxford. His actions spawned Pilots for 9/11 Truth, actually. And, you know, all he says is, without speculating needlessly, that somebody's lying about what happened.
We know the official story from pillar to post, up one side and down the other is a fraud. And then we know who has the motive, and we know who's lying. And then you look at it, we know who staged terror before. And you have the hijackers trained at bases. It ends right there, and then you got a million other pieces of evidence. Let's stop right now, though, because time's running short.
Okay.
I'm going to bring up another issue here. They keep saying we're violent, we're dangerous, we're evil. We've got bombs. You heard them in New York say that about Luke, and then admit they know he didn't. They were just lying to put him in jail. They say that. And then now we have, here are these clips. This is O'Reilly in two different shows, and there's a bunch of others. This is, of course, the individual on CNN, Glenn Beck, little sniveler, saying we're violent, the McVeighs are going to come from us. No, we're exposing that there's government-sponsored terror. It's the opposite. And so it shows they're going into a new talking point phase. To try to, I guess, set up a few people to scare everybody to shut up. That is not going to work. This movement has got thousands of academics, scientists, millions of people. The evidence is out. It is unstoppable. And it's sick, but I almost hope they try to provocateurs set somebody up because it's going to be so transparent. But they're in a attack profile from the 60s and 70s. It's not going to work now in this new environment. Let's go to these clips. Here it is.
Anarchist group. These truthers are exactly the kind of people who want to rock this nation's foundation, tear us apart, and plant the seeds of dissatisfaction in all of us.
I saw why he's coming out of here. I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
By the time the government figures it out, you'll be in a hole for 30 days.
Which is why I believe these guys are dangerous. I believe these guys are anarchists that are looking to tear us apart. I mean, this is the kind of group that a Timothy McVeigh would come from.
This kind of propaganda is hurtful to those who lost loved ones on 9/11 and damaging to America's image abroad. But the more serious matter is the rise of dangerous radicals roaming the country unchallenged, infringing on freedom of speech, disrupting worship, and insulting decent people. Stop providing comfort to terrorists and others who would harm Americans, including our own family.
Did you hear that? And there's more that O'Reilly says.
Right.
Dangerous people roaming uncontrolled, violating free speech in worship services. I don't know what he's talking about there. No, this is criminals like Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Bush. I mean, the firefighters and police universally hate Giuliani. They're out at buying TV ads saying he's a little cowardly criminal. I mean, again, you can see what they're doing there. Did you hear that?
It's worrying, isn't it? I actually find it worrying. It's like they're setting people up for something. I don't know.
It doesn't
why.
Matter though. It shows that they are flailing. This is a sign. First they ignore us, then they laugh at us, then they attack us, then we win. Believe
yeah.
me, when their big capital guns, when their big ships come in, swing their turrets around and start shooting at us, it only brings more attention to 9/11 Truth. It only shows people how serious it is, and it only lets us know it is hurting them bad.
But I just don't understand why, you know, we can't ask these questions. We just want to know what happened. And anybody that does just a small modicum of research can see that, at the very least, we need a new investigation into what happened. And if you're going to, as I said before, you know, if you're going to base a morally insane foreign policy on the events of a day, you have to be exactly sure what happened on that day. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. That's the journey that I made.
We have the White House memo, 10 times worse than the Downing Street memo. The White House admits is accurate, with Bush talking about staging shoot-downs of aircraft to blame it on Saddam. I mean, this is incredible stuff. That's mainstream news.
But what I find heartening, and what I actually think is happening, and maybe I'm being optimistic, but I think the more and more people that are aware of these facts and aware of all the unanswered questions and the anomalies in the official story, the more and more people that wake up to that, they turn on like say Fox News or ITV News, and they watch it and they go, well, hang on a minute, this isn't what I know, this isn't what I'm kind of experiencing, this isn't what I believe. What, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, wait a minute, my whole life this institution has been telling
exactly.
me one thing, and it's not what I actually think, or it's not
exactly
what
when they're
defining line in history where that line is actually being drawn in the sand between the corporate media and the people. It's actually quite it's a scary but also quite an exciting time to be alive, especially as a filmmaker and somebody that's with the internet and everything, because it is they are so clearly, even by what they're doing, is that they are drawing that line in the sand. I mean, you always have people that are going to support people like Bush blindly in your country, and people that would support Blair blindly, but I think the numbers are diminishing.
But the people on our side are growing and taking action and making change, being the change they want to see in the world. It's happening, and the enemy is scared of us, and we're dangerous to their myths and their lies, but we're not physically dangerous to them, and they know that. We know that their bosses are physically dangerous to us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Next hour, we're going to have wide open phones, a ton of economic news, war news, 9/11 news. I'm going to recap the fact that they're trying to claim the 9/11 Truth Movement is violent and evil and has all these, you know, evil plans, which is their desperation move that is not going to work. That'll go over like a lead balloon. People know you're crooks now, and that's not going to change. Before we go back to our guest in closing, I do want to encourage everybody to come and hang out with me on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. That's the days we're showing my new film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and then that will be absolutely the end. There will be no more showings here in Austin of it. People said, oh, we didn't get to go to the first five, so have more. And I had those, and two of the three last week were sellouts. We didn't have any this week. These will be the last showings. I'll be at all three, giving speeches at the beginning and the end. And so, again, I hope to see everybody at those events coming up next Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema on South Lamar. Go to Infowars.com. You can link through on the big banner to the Alamo Drafthouse. It says Alamo. You can buy your tickets online right there or anytime, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They hold some tickets every day so people can buy them at the door. And it's worked out every time, basically, to the point where it just sells out and you don't get turned away. They turned away a few times, which is too many. But just get your tickets now for Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Go watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. By the way, for all 3 days of the showings, I'm going to have Endgame just as a promotion with your ticket stub, half price, $10. For everybody who has a ticket stub, it can be a ticket stub from any of the other showings if you have it, or any of these three, on Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you can get half price on Endgame. So basically, your ticket's free. Your $8 ticket's free plus $2. You buy the ticket, and you will get Endgame for $10. $10, ladies and gentlemen, to get Endgame. I want to get Endgame out to people, ladies and gentlemen. You can get big discounts on Endgame right now. And if you order 10 of them, they're $10.95 apiece. Or you can get them with Daniel Esselin's Bilderberg book, or Jim Tucker's Bilderberg group, or the other videos that tie into the New World Order that we carry in the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. You know, you guys are pretty talented. I bet your Elephant in the Room is going to be a good video. Maybe I'll carry that next year when it comes out. I just want to thank you for what you've done, and you inspire me and many others, Dean Puckett, spontaneously resisting this creature. And I salute you for what you've done. Folks can go to PrisonPlanet.com and read the big article, War Criminal, Ex-MI6 Head, Dear Love Confronted at Event. And just in the last minute or so we've got left, anything you'd like to add?
Nothing really, just that, you know, what we did was not rocket science. We found out an event where one of these people was going to be speaking. We went there with the camera, and it just takes the guts, basically, to just do it. And if you feel, it's not just going down there for the sake of shouting at somebody, it's if you feel passionately about it, and if you don't feel like the mainstream media is asking the questions that they need to be asked, then just go and be the mainstream media. It's not rocket science. Anyone with a camera can do it. And everybody if you care about the deaths of a million Iraqis, then everybody should be doing it. And I suppose just lastly, go to myspace.com, The Elephant in the Room, and wearechange.org.uk. Download our podcast, and hopefully I'll be back soon with something else to talk to you about.
Well, good job. That's what we try to do here, is be a platform for all the info warriors and we are changers that are out there changing the world. I salute you. Take care.
Take care, Alex. Bye.
There goes Dean Puckett from England, from London. Look, it's important to physically, in their presence, in their space, tell them, hey, we know what you're doing. We know what you did. You don't fool everybody. Folks are waking up. That will make them back off and not stage more events. Or it may have the opposite effect and make them lash back even more viciously. But regardless, justice be done. May the heavens fall. We'll be right back. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.